Yeah, all right. Oh yeah, okay, good, yeah. Yeah, welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob Switch.
Yeah, Rob is trying to wake himself up right now, you know? He's like, got excited, you know, he hit the microphone and getting pumped up, right? Blaster Master pumping you up right now?
Yes. I'm good to go.
This is episode 188 of the Legacy Music Hour, video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. And yeah, we're your hosts.
Yes.
And hopefully Rob is going to make it through this episode. You know?
I'm very awake now, Brent. When it comes time to get down to business, I show up to do business. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What was the thing that? Why don't you tell that story real quick that you just told us?
What's that story?
You fell asleep at a diner.
Yeah, I was at maybe a month ago. I was at a diner, bar diner. Portland, most places serve alcohol, serve food.
Yeah,
all places actually. So I was sitting like you see me now with my legs crossed.
Yeah.
And then I had my fingers on my head, propping up my head. And I was out. I was just completely out. I don't know how long I was out. But the waitress came by and she pushed my shoulder. She said, hey, you can't do that here. And I looked up at her and I said, I was thinking. And she said, no, you can't do that. And I said, okay, all right. And I just got up. And
you thought somewhere else.
I went home.
Then you went home and I thought. He thought the rest of the night.
But I looked so convincing just sitting there with my finger, but two fingers on my head.
Like, what am I going to get? You know, what am I going to eat? Your eyes closed. You're imagining what you're going to eat. All right. So look, before we get into the music, we don't have a lot to cover, I think, at the top of the show, right?
No.
Because we kind of covered most things in the last episode. But I wanted to ask you about nexting etiquette because you're kind of an expert on nexting, right?
Yes.
So, you know, if you don't know what nexting is when you take a quarter and you put it on something to get next on it, right?
Right.
Usually a video game or an arcade game, but you could use that in other circumstances as well. In fact, I can't remember what it was, but I think it was my girlfriend actually who had this idea that you could do nexting if a guy is dancing with a girl.
Yes.
You know, you could put the quarter on the girl and then you can, and then the next guy could dance with her, you know?
Wow.
Or vice versa. You know, you can put the quarter on the guy and the girl can dance. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was a funny thought, but, here's my question. Let me just tell you what happened. Okay. I wish I could look directly. We're sitting side by side, Rob and I, so I have to, Rob and I are sitting side by side, so I have to kind of turn every time.
Yes.
All right. So I was at this arcade kind of place. It's also a restaurant. It was a restaurant / bar / arcade in Los Angeles. Okay?
Okay.
And let me just ask you first off the bat, do you think nexting, you know, etiquette or rules apply just as much in a sort of restaurant / arcade as they do in just a pure arcade or what?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you know where the very first Street Fighter II machine I played was?
Oh, a 7-Eleven?
It was a liquor store.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. Same here.
An arcade.
Right.
And then the other place I played was a Mexican restaurant.
Okay, so it doesn't matter where you are, right?
No.
Okay, so here's what happened. I was in this place, and I wanted to play Street Fighter II with my friend.
Yes.
But there was two people playing Street Fighter II already. Fighter II Turbo.
Right.
Or hyper fighting, I mean. And now, so it was a boy and a girl, and I think they were on a date. Mm. Okay?
Mm. Already, I'm not liking where this is going.
And so I thought, okay, well, this is kind of cool. I mean, my friend and I wanted to play each other, but I was down to play the winner of the two of them, you know? Because
yes.
I thought, oh, this is an arcade. This could be a cool experience, right? To play a stranger and try to win, you know, play a stranger and, you know, see what happens, right?
Yes.
So they were playing, and I put a quarter down, right? I put my quarter on the screen,
right?
As one would do, you know. I nexted, right? And so they play their game, and the girl loses, right?
Yes.
And she said, and then so then she started getting another quarter out to put in the machine to play again. And I said,
oh my God.
And so I said to them, oh, I'm actually next. I said, I'm next.
Right.
And she said, oh, well, he has a credit in there already. And I was like, and I said, oh no, I want to play him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I said, I want to play him, you know?
Okay.
And I said, she's like, oh, and she seemed, I mean, basically they didn't get it. You know what I mean? They didn't understand the rules of how nexting works, and they didn't understand arcade etiquette. It's not just nexting etiquette. It's arcade etiquette, right?
Of course.
So I said, it's all right. Don't worry about it. And I took my quarter off the thing, and I let them play again. They played one more game, and then they both left.
Of course.
And then there was that guy's credit in there, and we used it, and I played my friend, you know. But I was looking forward to playing a stranger, you know.
Of course.
Anyway, so here's my question to you, as an expert: was it bad etiquette of me to? If a couple is on a date, if it looks like it's a date situation and there's a couple playing and they kind of want to be doing things together, right? Is that wrong? Well, to interrupt their playing of each other to put a quarter on there?
No? You did nothing wrong.
Okay, and so I did the right thing then.
I am disgusted by the fact that they thought they could just have the Street Fighter II arcade machine all to ourselves. Now, if there was nobody else around.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to make myself look like I'm Mr. Street Fighter. Hey, babe. You want to play video games with me, babe? I bet he called her babe.
Uh-huh.
I'm totally picturing this already.
Uh-huh.
Babe, let's play some Street Fighter,
babe.
He
totally was beating her the whole time, by the way.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. And he probably didn't even know what he was doing. He was just mashing buttons. I bet you he said something stupid like, I used to play this on NES. I used to have this on my NES. We used to play this... Me and my bros used to play this, babe.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you put the quarter on. If I can almost picture it now, a trickle of sweat coming down his head. Just the trickle. He's thinking, oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. What are we going to do now? And she's completely oblivious to all of this. She's going, what is... I can't see the graphics because there's a quarter on the screen. Why do you put his quarter on the screen? I can't see. And I'm sorry, I didn't know that this was a romantic getaway spot. I'm sorry I ruined your moment. I didn't know you were probably going to make out in front of the countdown screen. You're going to make out for 10 seconds. But you don't do that. You don't confiscate the machine for yourselves.
10 seconds in heaven.
Yeah.
It's like you use the counter of the Street Fighter thing.
So you don't, you just don't do that.
Okay, I guess, yeah, so I did the right thing, right?
Of course you
did. So I guess the idea is that if you're going to go on a date somewhere, you should expect, I guess, if you're playing in an arcade, you're playing video, if you decide to go on your date to an arcade, you're going to have to expect to play with strangers if that's the case, you know,
absolutely.
You're going to do that, you know? And that's going to be part of your date, you know?
That's right? The nature of... Street Fighter 2. It's designed to bring people together. To compete.
Yes.
This isn't somewhere where you're going to hold hands and look lovingly into your partner's eyes.
Yeah, or you could be willing to just, you know, walk away from your credit if you want to do that too.
If I was this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm not. I'm glad I'm not him.
Yeah.
But if I was him, I would have seen you put your quarter down.
Yeah.
Smashed my date. Just smashed her. Just not even giving her a chance.
Yeah.
Already that I'm smashing her.
Yeah.
And I would have said, excuse me. She would have said, oh, we've got this. I would say, hey, babe. It's all right, babe. I got this. This is how it works out here in the jungle.
Uh-huh.
Just give me won't you go get us a couple beers, babe? And then once I'm done with him, we'll play again.
Well, I wouldn't say watch some beers. I'd say, hey, watch this. Or no, get some beers. I'd say, watch this. Oh, like, no. You know what I mean? Well, unless he was, like, actually afraid of me. And, like, no, you know, because he didn't want to see him get... He didn't want to get beat by me in front of her.
No, because I would say... we're talking me. If I was him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, if I was him, but I was him, I would have done what he did and just said, oh, well, yeah, we should probably go. We should probably go. Because she had no clue, so now he's thinking...
Do you think he knew what was going on?
He was about to get smashed, and he didn't want to look bad in front of her. He was going to get... By putting the quarter down, already he's thinking, oh my God, this is an experienced player. He knows something. I haven't seen that in years. Oh no. Maybe it's a first date. Maybe it's, yeah, a blind date, a Tinder date. Maybe this is brand new and how he's going to look bad. And then she's going to say, oh man, look at Brent go with, I mean, he did fireballs and spin kicks. What the hell was that? Now, his confidence is in question.
Yes.
You see?
So, yeah. She acted as if, she probably didn't know, you know, but she kind of felt like since he still had a credit in there, you know, because he was, right. You know, he his guy was alive still or whatever, that they could keep playing, you know, and that she didn't understand the fact that, you know, if I came in, I'm going in there to play him, actually.
Well, and now it makes me think he didn't know what was... What is he loading up the machine with quarters?
No. He didn't have an extra credit. He just had his current guy that was alive still in there. You know what I mean?
Oh, so she was thinking, he's still going to play.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're done, darling. I'm sorry. You're done, so step aside so I can get in here and really do some work. That's what I would have said. You were polite.
Oh yeah, no, I just said, oh, that's all right, you know. I took the quarter off, and I told my friend who was kind of, what was going to happen was I was going to play the guy next, and then whoever won, yeah. You know, if it was me or if it was the guy, you know, they would have played my friend, you know.
Yeah, I would have said, okay, well, listen,
but and, you know, and I told my friend, oh, they don't, I don't think they get it, you know. I said, but then now that I think about it, I think one of them did get it, and I just think that, you know, he just,
yeah, you say to her,
I kind of wish he did say though, no, babe. Just, it's all good. You know what? I'll beat this guy. You know, that would have been kind of cool, you know?
It's either he was completely oblivious or he was scared and he didn't want the thrashing that was awaiting him.
After that happened, I told my friend, I said, babe, you know, I told my friend Adam, babe, we'll just wait it out for one more game and see what happens. And they left after one more game. They gave it to us.
Of course. They didn't. Did you watch what they were doing at all?
No, I wasn't really paying that much. I should have, though. I should have.
You should have seen what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah, you're
probably
right.
Just jabbing the whole thing. He probably beat her doing nothing but jabs. You thought, oh, man, look at me.
I do remember he was playing with Ryu, though. Or Ryu.
Right. Of course.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, that's fine. I mean, whatever. I would have played with Ken, probably, and it would have been a real brother versus brother fight. You know?
Oh, he's still got a credit. Yes, and now I'm going to play him. And then I'm going to beat him, and then you can play, and then I'll beat you too. And then and then my friend can, if that's how you want to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want any trouble. Yeah, well, guess what? Trouble found you.
By the way, I beat my friend 3 times in a row, by the way, after that.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes.
I was looking forward to challenging a stranger like that. I was really looking forward to it. After I was kind of inspired by your stories, you know what I mean?
Hey, samurais like us were few and far between these days.
I was inspired. I thought, oh, this is gonna be fun. It wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting to just play my friend. But then, you know, I thought, oh, this is a cool opportunity to, you know, bring strangers together, compete.
Yeah, people don't do that anymore. You can't just open the saloon doors and go looking for a gunfight. Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
Everyone's with the online, with the headsets. Where you can talk all your smack to someone 10 states away. Give me a break.
Anyway, that's the scoop. I just wanted to get that verified. I wanted to make sure I did the right thing.
Wow.
And I'm glad to hear from, you know, I'm glad to hear from the master, you know, that.
That upsets me. So I bet they were kids, young kids, I bet.
Well, what was funny is they moved on to another, I'm trying to remember what game they moved on to, but it was I remember after we were done playing, we saw them playing some other game. I forgot what it was, but I thought it'd be funny if I put my quarter on there again to the other game they were playing. I'm trying to remember what it was they were playing. They were playing some... I can't remember, actually. But yeah.
Look, Dance Dance Revolution. You guys want to go have a little dance? Go ahead. Take it all to yourselves. You know what I mean? Go do a little Dance Dance Revolution. But this right here, this is Bloodsport.
It's also, you know, Street Fighter 2 is the most classic game that involves nexting. You know what I mean?
Right?
Isn't that kind of like the most classic nexting kind of game? You know, Street Fighter 2, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, let's move on.
I'll tell you what. When I start dating again, I'll take her to the Street Fighter 2.
To the arcade. Yeah.
Show her how a real P1 does it. 1P.
So, at the end of the show, we have another VGM karaoke submission from somebody new, actually. Excellent. So that will be coming up later on. I think aside from all that, there's nothing else to say, right? We can just move on to the music?
Let's get to it.
Okay, let's get into it. So you're starting off this episode 188.
I want to go back to... Let's go to the arcade. You want to go to the arcade?
All right.
Rostun Saga 2 again.
All right.
Rostun Saga 2.
Yeah, all right.
The big swords.
All right.
That's you and me.
Yeah.
You and me walk into an arcade. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
The big swords. Everyone cowers in fear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I want to go play pinball instead.
Well, let's not say anything bad about pinball. Pinball's great. That same night, I did play pinball. I had some fun with pinball.
They don't want any of the Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They don't want a true Street Fighter accepts a challenge from a nexter. You know,
pinball. I guess you can compete in pinball. I'm not putting down pinball.
Pinball's awesome, actually. You can play up to four players.
Right, but I'm just saying head to head.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Toe to toe.
To jam, Earl.
Yes.
Toe to toe jam to Earl.
It's Street Fighter 2. I mean, next, as someone who has done actual physical combat, Street Fighter 2 is right up there. I've done martial arts. I've done boxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu. Street Fighter 2, right up there. Right up there. I swear to you. I swear. The big swords. All right.
Thank you.
lost on Saga 2, The Big Swords, also known as The Ending.
Yeah, that was a good track. That I like that one. I mean, this is a good track, straight up, actually.
It's quite the journey. That'd be something to beat this game in an arcade and then have that ending. I've never beaten a game in an arcade.
I'm trying to think if I have.
You can.
Well, you know, I think I had maybe unlimited credits or something like that, and I've beaten some games, you know.
Do you know where that's possible, though?
At Ground Control.
Ground Control, second Thursday every month, which that's, I happen to be DJing.
That's exactly where I beat, what's the game called? Why am I forgetting this? The one with the Cowboys? Wait, hold on, let's hear this track first. What? Sunset Riders, yeah.
Sunset Riders.
Wait, hold on, let's just hear this for a second. That's good right there.
Oof.
This is good. This is straight up. This is a good 80s song.
Oh, this part. Brent, who's asleep now?
right. Interesting. This is good. This is very good. This is a good track. Very good track.
They had to bring out the big swords.
Did the music to this one. Yeah, Sunset Riders. I beat Sunset Riders at Ground Control because it was an unlimited play. And I've seen people beat The Simpsons, you know. You can beat any game if you just put enough quarters in it, you know.
One day maybe you can come and we can DJ and then you can beat a game while you're DJing.
All you need is quarters, although I will say this. That game, Revolution X, I think it's called, the one that has Aerosmith in it.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That game, I put a lot of quarters in and could not beat the final boss to it. It just was never, the final boss was just never dying, you know? That's a chilling ending there. Hey, that's a great track. I loved it, actually. Loved that track. I think when it comes to arcade games, and we were having a little bit of a debate about this, what's legal on Legacy Music Hour for arcade games? I think if a game came out in the 80s, I think it's fair, you know? Because the problem is the hardware for arcade games, it kind of varies so much. It's hard to sort of figure out when the cutoff would be. I think it's fair to say if it came out in the 80s, it's legal. If it's in the 90s, it's a little open to, it's a little bit harder to figure that out. But anyway, that game did come out in the 80s, actually. All right, so moving on. My first track is going to be from a Sega Master System game that only came out in Europe, or at least... maybe it came out in other regions, but it didn't come out in North America or Japan, I don't think, either. So it's called Buggy Run, and this is actually a recommendation from Slick Vic, Slichter Victor. Unknown composer, but it was developed by a company called Sims, and we're going to hear Final Lap from Buggy Run for the Sega Master System Europe. Thank you. This is music from Buggy Run for the Sega Master System. And this is called Final Lap. Good, right?
I like that.
Yeah. It's good. This is good right here. You know, it's just got a lot of energy to it. You know what I mean? It's fast. It feels like a... It's got a raciness to it, you know? Love that.
What does it remind me of?
I mean,
like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, yeah. It does a little bit sound like that, yeah. That's kind of sound like Ninja Turtles, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good. But it does kind of remind me of Ninja Turtles, now that you mention it, actually. Also, I kind of like, I like the beginning too, actually. I like this beginning part, this part right here. I love how it gears up, you know? Yeah, and then it just gets going, you know? That's good. I like that. That is good. It's a good track. Very good track. I like this track, yeah.
Hey, Brent. You know, a friend of mine told me, Rob, if you want to meet someone, you got to get on one of the dating apps.
Yeah.
He said, get on the Tinder.
Yeah.
So I created a profile for myself.
Okay.
Right. And you start swiping.
Yes. Right? I think I know where this is going. Yeah.
So I matched with this woman.
Yes.
And she messaged me.
Uh-huh.
She said, what do you like to do? And it seemed like a real person. So I messaged her what I like to do. And then she messaged back things that she liked to do.
Yeah.
And one of them was, she said, I like running. I like being outdoors. And she said, I love contra dancing.
Yeah.
I think she probably meant country dancing.
Oh, I thought she was. Yeah, I don't know. Actually.
No, I'm pretty sure she meant country dancing.
Uh-huh.
But I said, contra dancing. I said, what's contra dancing? And then I thought, well, maybe dance into Contra or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought maybe you listed your interests, that you were into video games, and or that, you know, maybe you said you like video game music and stuff, and then maybe that you DJ video game music, right?
No.
Maybe she's, I was thinking maybe she said that in response, because Rob sent me that, actually. He sent me a screenshot of it. And I thought maybe it was in relation to that, in relation to you DJing at Ground Control or something.
No,
you know?
No. Because, who has time to write all of that? Or who has time to read a whole resume of what I do?
Yeah.
So when she just replied with, I love concert dancing with an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny.
That is funny, yeah.
I mean, what would you do if someone said, oh my God, Brent, I love concert dancing?
I don't know. I was trying to imagine what contra dancing would be like, and for some reason, the Snowfield level comes to mind. You know, Snowfield. You know,
yeah.
It's like dun 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 da da dun 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 da, and I can just imagine some kind of dancing to that, like almost some sort of Brazilian style dancing to it for some reason.
Listen, I think you could do a little contra dance to something like this as well.
Yeah,
for sure. Was it a love connection though?
It was not.
No.
Did you meet?
No.
Uh huh.
Doesn't get past that point.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
It was you and I kind of do contra dancing when we're DJing.
Of course, yeah.
I'm going to go with Splatterhouse 3.
Oh, back to Splatterhouse.
Going back to the Splatterhouse.
Yeah.
Opening.
Okay.
Opening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open it up.
Open.
Open up a can.
Thank you.
Splatterhouse 3. Opening.
Yeah, it's the opening theme, and the composer, I think, is Eiko Kaneko. Yeah, it's good. It's a good track.
I like that. It's got a classical sound to it, especially that beginning.
Yeah.
You don't know that it's taking you in this direction.
You want to hit that again?
Yes.
This actually sounds like... This reminds me of when the boss music for Altered Beast.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Welcome to your doom.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like that?
Oh, I took my balls. That's what he says.
That's what he says.
Oh, this is kind of fancy, you know what I mean? Classical.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... Yeah,
Listen to that. It's fancy dinner music.
This is good right here.
Oh,
this is good.
We get
dun, it. Dun, it's like... Dun, 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 dun. What is it? Yeah, it sounds like Batman. Gave you saying Batman. That's what I was... it sounded like something. I was like, it sounds like Batman.
Dun, 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 dun,
now it sounds
dun.
Like Castlevania now.
Yes, Castlevania.
It sounds like Batman, Castlevania, Altered Beast. It sounds like all of them.
My balls!
You took my balls!
Dun, dun, dun.
That's good. This is a good track. This is a good track. All right, moving on. We're going to do a track. Okay, this is from a game for the Famicom. It's called Flying Hero. And the composer might be Dota Ando, but I don't really have a strong feeling about that. But it was developed by a company called ICOM, and we're going to hear Into Building BGM. This is music from the Famicom game Flying Hero. From Flying Hero, which I think in other regions or somewhere else it was known also as Blaze Busters, maybe. This is a Gabe called it. He knew it. This is like a firefighting game. It actually looks kind of neat. Yeah, I like this track. It has a really interesting quality. It really reminds me of this music to the Power Pad game, if you remember from episode 118, this is 188. From episode 118, there was a game called I think it was this game. It was Meiro. Is it Meiro Daisakusen? It really seems like that kind of that. It reminds me of that. If you remember that, I mean, of course you don't remember that, but if you were to look that up, you could. You find a similarity there. But yeah, this has an interesting quality to it. It's like a kind of like a modal sounding piece. I like this too, where the bass. Bum, 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 bum. Da, 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 da. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Yeah, it's got this modal kind of quality to it. You know? I like it. Really good. Thank you.
How about some Game Boy?
Okay. Game Boy it is.
Zerdnodenstetsu 2.
Zerdnerd. Oh, yeah, Zerd... Wait, what'd you call it?
Zerdnodenstetsu 2.
Oh, I thought you said Zerdnerd.
Zerdnerd. Zerd. Zerd's no, the
yeah.
word.
Zerd, yeah, Zerd's Densetsu or whatever. Yeah, the Legend of Zerd.
Zerd?
Yeah. Hmm. The Legend of Zerd.
Okay. Here's a track. Zerdnodenstetsu 2. Zerdnodenstetsu 2.
The Legend of Zerd.
If I may, let me just hit that right from the beginning again. Because it reminds me of that picture that was sent to us. The graduating ninjas class.
Oh yeah, that was good. That was funny.
That was so funny. We have to post that up.
I think it is posted on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Oh, who was that by? Do you have access to that, Gabe? Who posted that on the Facebook page? Or I think it was reposted on the Facebook page, but
Would you say that's a Picardy? Would you call that the Picardy? No, that.
Picardy third? What's that? Oh, it was not too long ago. Well, we'll find it. The someone had submitted an illustration to us of the ninjas graduating. It was based on the episode 64. It's cool. You should check it out. All right, so up next, the last track we heard was from a game called Flying Hero, right, for the Famicom. We're now going to hear from a game for the Super Famicom called Flying Hero, Bugiuru no Daiboken, which is not a sequel to the original Flying Hero. In fact, I think they just happen to have the same name, but I think they're unrelated games. The music is composed by Mitsuhito Tanaka, and we're going to hear Underwater Act 4. And like I said, it's not related to the Flying Hero that's on Famicom, but this is seems to be some sort of shoot 'em up game, some like overhead vertical shooter. This is Flying Hero for the Super Famicom, Underwater Act 4, music by Mitsuhito Tanaka. Thank you. This is music from Flying Hero Bugiuru no Daiboken for the Super Famicom. Music by Mitsuhito Tanaka. This is Underwater, Act 4. Yeah, this is very, has like all kind of an 80s sound to it, you know? Even though the game is from 92. And yeah, this melody just really got stuck in my head. I just kept on humming it to myself. I have to start this over again because it doesn't quite... This melody here is just very catchy here. It's very melodic, you know? Yeah, it's got the 80s sound to it, you know? Sound like kind of 80s to you a little bit?
A little bit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, not really, I guess.
I feel 90s. I feel like
really?
It's 90s.
Okay. I like this part coming up right here, too. So. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. That's good. I'm probably going to play a track from this on the next episode.
I'll tell you what, though, Brent.
What? It
would have been nice to meet someone in the 80s or the 90s instead of today's.
Why?
I mean, turn that up.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, did you see the new Full House? Did you see the new episode of Full House?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just you'd say things like that. You know what I mean?
What?
Can't say that anymore.
If you see, well, no, you could say, hey, did you see the new Fuller House?
Hey, did you see the new, isn't that JJ? He's crazy. Dynamite, JJ.
What, Good Times?
Yeah.
I know, you can't say that anymore.
I'm just saying, it was a different time.
It was a different time.
I think I would have been a good single man in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, I would have loved to have been a single man in the 80s, you know? I would have loved that. The 80s are the best. Nothing beats the 80s. Seriously, that's the best decade of all time.
Yeah. Turn that up again?
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to go roller skating on Friday night? Right?
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You can do that in some places, but for the most part, people will say...
If you ask me that again, ask me...
Hey, do you want to go roller skating on Friday night?
Oh, shoot, I can't. I have to watch Full House that night. Full House would be on Friday nights. I don't know if you remember that, but it was on Friday nights.
Well, hold on. If the first part of Step by Step is not that good, then we can go.
I think Step by Step is 90s, actually. Full House was 80s. Perfect Strangers was 80s. They were both on Friday night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Mr. Belvedere, Just the Ten of Us.
Right.
That was the lineup. That's the Friday night lineup on ABC. It was, you know, Full House, Perfect Strangers, Mr. Belvedere, Just the Ten of Us.
Man.
Hey, and that was before it was called TGIF, by the way.
Do you have any tab in your fridge? See? I mean, how good do you feel? How good do you feel? I feel good. Okay. I would like to move on to Super EDF.
Earth Defense Force.
Super Earth Defense Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
SNES. Name entry.
Yeah. You know, this track, you know, by the way, I believe that the North American version of this game is just called Earth Defense Force.
Okay.
Just for the record.
If you put that music back, I would say, hey, get any new records? Did you get any records at the warehouse today?
At Warehouse Music?
Da-na-na-na,
did you find any cool records at Warehouse Music tonight?
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na. Name entry. Super Earth Defense Force. Super EDF Earth Defense Force. Name entry.
Yeah, this sounds like a dun dun dun. What is that? Dun 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 dun. Oh, sounds like a Misty kind of a little bit, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Watch. And 1,000 violins begin to play. Right? Look at me. That's what it sounds like, kind of. Yeah, this is cool. There's some cool stereo stuff going on, you know?
Yeah. Fun. Fun track.
Fun track, yeah. I got a fun track coming up next, actually.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say about this track? Oh, you know what, actually? Well, all right, I'll play a track, and then we'll get into some Gabe.
Oh, yeah, we gotta get... Should we do that now, maybe?
Well, why don't I... Yeah, well... No, let me play this track.
Can I do mine? Maybe I can do mine. It's save time. It's just...
Oh, switch it up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, give him his. Yeah, all right. So this is a new segment of the show where basically Gabe gives us prizes, basically.
Okay.
What'd he say? Yeah. He just says he doesn't know if he's going to like it. He's giving him a bunch of a handful of Super Nintendo games
okay.
right now.
Okay. I don't have a SNES.
Gabe asked him, in case you can't hear it, Gabe said, "You have a SNES, right?" And then Rob goes, "I don't."
Oh,
uh-oh.
Man.
Uh-oh. Look what he just pulled out. Look what Gabe just pulled out. It's a SNES Junior. He has all the cables. This is an official item, by the way. You know what this is, Rob, right?
What's that?
Well, it was a smaller version of the Super Nintendo, but it was officially made by Nintendo too. It's the SNES 101, kind of similar to the top loading Nintendo that came out. You know, this was like the sort of next model.
Gabe, thank you.
Nintendo is what Genesis is.
He said, Gabe said, Nintendo is what Genesis isn't.
This is something right here.
What Genesis isn't. That's what it is. What Genesis isn't.
You know what I look like right now? I look like the father when he's not sure if the kid is his or not. Oh, wait a minute.
Sorry.
He...
You don't know if the kid is yours?
You know what I mean?
I thought you were about to say, Gabe, thank you so much for this, but I cannot accept this.
When it's two white parents, but the baby comes out Asian. You know,
Well, what are the games here?
Okay, we have Zoop.
Oh yeah, Zoop. That's a puzzle game that we've played music for it on the show.
Super Mario All Stars.
Okay, yeah, that's
okay.
Okay.
Tetris Attack. I mean, the soundtrack's good.
Oh, Tetris Attack. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, that's a puzzle game also. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
What are you gonna do, Rob?
How does this work? I don't think it fits.
Rob's trying to put the cartridge into the AV.
I'm not sure how it works.
Port.
Where's the volume? There's no volume meter. Where's the volume meter? No, in all seriousness, Gabe, thank you. It's gonna go into the shop for sure, And yeah, you know, look, the honest reality is a lot of my clients that have come in, they say, yeah, Super Nintendo, Super Nintendo. And I have, it takes all my strength not to shave their head completely bald.
or shave a 16-bit into their head.
For insulting me. But no, this is legit. Thank you. Thank you. Man, this is nice. I like this segment.
Sorry, I'm trying to ground this wire because I feel like there's wire making noise right now. Sorry. There it is. Okay, so what are those? That's not an original controller.
I didn't have an extra one.
Okay.
All right. Well, that'll do.
Well, it's to all Portland users. You know, Tetris Attack is two-player, right? Isn't Tetris Attack a two-player game? Yeah.
Yeah, so it is. Yes, yeah.
You can come next. Come next on it. You know what I mean? No one's going to be hogging this one. If you want a next, come on in. Come get some.
Hey, this is a cool gift. I mean, this is a cool gift. You can now start collecting Super Nintendo games, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's not very familiar with them. I mean, I think a Super Mario Brothers game.
You know what it's kind of like, actually? It's kind of like this. You know how you're, like, trapped in the jungle still, you know, in the war, right? It's kind of like there's, like, villagers, right, that are natives, you know, that are, they're kind of technically on the side of the enemy, but they take you in, and they, you know, you kind of learn their ways, you know what I mean? Like, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
Something like that, you know?
Until eventually I'm going to become a Nintendoite.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Nah.
We know
where your heart stays, but hey, you know what? Nothing wrong with playing in the snow, you know? Remember Sal Kalani's joke? I don't play in the snow.
What's really great is I brought a suitcase that I can check, so I'm going to wrap this up for sure. Nice. Look at
it. Oh, man, that's an official piece right there. That's not some, you know, Retron... You know, whatever they call it, Retron 6. This is a real piece. Super Nintendo official. Nintendo official.
Made in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, and this stuff was still made in Japan.
All right.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Gabe.
All right. Moving on. We're going to hear from a Super Famicom game. This was a game with some certain tracks were recommended by Keyglyph, by user Keyglyph, but then I listened through the whole soundtrack and I found this track that she hadn't recommended, but I like this one. First of all, the game is called Uchu Race Astro Go Go, and the music is by Yusuke Takahama. And a lot of the soundtrack reminds me of Wagyan Paradise. It has a sort of whimsical, kind of jazzy feel to it. And this track is called Ice Baby Planet. Ice Baby Planet. Okay?
I like it.
Yeah. So, and it's a pretty cool track. This is from Uchu Race Astro Go Go for the Super Famicom. This is music from composer Yusuke Takahama from Uchu Race Astro Go-Go. This is Ice Baby Planet. Ice Baby Planet. This is cool. This is a cool track, you know? And this part just makes me think, ice, ice, baby. It's like, ice, ice, baby. Ice, 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 baby. Ice, ice, baby to go.
Ice, ice, baby. Yeah.
I love the end of it where it wraps up before at the end of the loop. That's my favorite part, actually. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, 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 baby. Vanilla, ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. Vanilla, ice, ice, baby. Ice, 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 baby. Vanilla, ice, ice, baby. This part right here. This is my favorite part right here. Coming up. I love that part right there. That part's so good right there. Ice, baby. Ice, 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 baby.
Vanilla.
Ice, ice, baby.
Vanilla
ice. That's cool, right? I don't know. That's pretty cool. I love that one part, though. So good. Oh, and I like those, too. That dun, dun. This part, right? Dun, dun. Vanilla ice, baby. All right. It just made me think when I was hearing this, I kept on hearing that ice, ice, baby, you know? Oh, it's my turn now, actually. Oh, it's Gabe time. I like this new segment, man.
What do we got here?
Prizes with Gabe time. Okay, so here's, let's set this up real quick. Is this the one that you're, you were not sure that I was going to, if I'm going to be into this or not, right? Oh, the first one I know. Okay, this is the first thing. Okay. So here's what happened. Okay, so this is, I already know what this is, actually. Okay, this is a reproduction card of Sweet Home for the Famicom, but in this case, for the Nintendo. So Sweet Home is a Capcom game. Junko Tamiya did the music to it, and it's a survival horror game. You know, and it seems like the game is, and the movie, the game is based on the movie. It came out around the same time. It's kind of like the movie Houseu, or House. Yeah, thank you so much, Gabe. This will be fun. It's kind of like Clock Tower. Clock Tower. It's like a Clock Tower, kind of. Now, this other thing, I was playing 20 Questions with Gabe about it, kind of. I narrowed it down to I know that it's a board game, and I can tell that it's a reproduction cart of a Japanese, you know, board game for Nintendo or for Famicom. And he says, I know the game. Is it the Dr. Wily? Is it the Rockman board game? Wow, it is. It's the Rockman. It's the Mega Man board game, the Wily and Light Mega Board. That's Paradise. There's a couple really awesome tracks in this game. What? Yeah, we played them. And Gabe, you played the game. You played it. Cool. I'm interested in checking it out. Yeah. He says it's neat, if in case people couldn't hear it. I'm looking forward to that, actually. I'm going to check that out. I mean, there's a couple tracks in there alone that are just really awesome, so I'll be looking forward to those at the very least, you know? Yeah. Cool. Thanks so much, Gabe. Thank you. This is great. Capcom. Japanese Capcom games. Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, 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 baby.
Turn that up again?
I was going to guess that earlier, but we got sidetracked, by the way.
Do you like how I bleached my hair blonde and I shaved 3 lines into the side of my head?
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Is that your new single look?
Yes. F switch baby, single life baby. F switch baby.
What about ice, ice, Gaby? Gaby, because it's like Gabe.
I'm going to close it out with a little Gundam Wing.
Endless Duel.
Endless Duel. Mm-hmm. In a way, Street Fighter is the Endless Duel. never ends.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're on a date with somebody and then you want to hog the machine to yourself. Seaside is the name of the track. Super Nintendo is the name of the system.
It's actually Super Famicom, actually.
Super Famicom is the name of the system. Now I have to learn these things. Man, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with this, man. I'm not sure if, I had the time to learn. What if I buy the wrong cart? Yeah, what if I get a cart of Famicom? Wait, Famicom? Is that how you say it? Famicom? I don't want to look like an idiot when I go to the store. Do you have a Super Famicom? Oh, a comb? Yeah, I have combs for you. Oh, man. I'm going to stick a comb in the machine. Seaside, Gundam Wing.
Yeah, it sounds like it, more than seaside. It sounds more like it's underwater. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Doesn't it?
Well, the beginning part, it reminds me of Madonna's Vogue.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Hit that beginning real quick.
Strike a pose.
Yeah.
Strike a pose. Strike a pose.
Good. It's a good track.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a watery feel to it. You know, it's nice and watery, you know.
So yeah. if I bought this game, I wouldn't be able to use it on this system, is what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
No. I take it back. You can, actually. I don't like to do this, but let me look at this. Yeah, I mean, you can, if you want, you can kind of take these little pegs off right here, and then you could stick the games in. So you can do that.
I don't know. I'm going to mess something up. I just want to know what I can and can't, because I don't want to get my hopes up and then just be disappointed.
Well, no, I mean, you can play the Japanese games on Super Nintendo. You just have to take those little pegs off.
Okay.
They're just plastic. There's these plastic pieces.
I was just asking.
Well, listen to this part. This is good right here. I like this. I like that kind of sort of distorted sound almost, you know? You hear that? It almost reminds me of VHS or something, you know? I like that. I like that build up right there. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. All right. Next up, we're going to hear from... this is another recommendation from Keyglyph. And this is from a game called Traverse, Starlight, and Prairie. And the composer is Daisuke Tamura. And we're going to hear the track Starlight. So half of the title, kind of. This is a kind of a very, I'd say, new agey kind of track. Let's check it out. Here we go. Starlight from Traverse, Starlight and Prairie, from composer Daisuke Tamura for the Super Famicom. This is music from Traverse, Starlight, and Prairie from composer Daisuke Tamura. This is called Starlight.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's neat. It's neat.
Man.
Yeah, it's kind of new agey and... It's good right here. Yeah, it's good. All right. Well, So I guess we'll just move on to our next segment, right?
Okay.
I mean, we're coming to the close at the end of this episode. What is the theme of this episode?
Gifts from Gabe.
Well, there was gifts from Gabe on the last one, too.
I thought it was... Yeah, you're right.
Well, we'll figure that out in a little bit. But, All right, let's move on to this next segment. We're just going to... There was a user submitted a VGM karaoke track. So this is his first time submitting. you know.
Yes.
And he goes by Shy Guy. It's spelled C-H-I, Shy Guy. And he sang along to, I think it's the ending music to Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and he has called it Aloha Italia, and it's about one of his greatest loves. So let's hear this track, this VGM karaoke submission from Shy Guy. Okay. Yeah.
Don't you know my love for you is quite surreal, and I can't describe the way you make me feel. Juicy, tangy, sweet, swept me off my feet. Makes my heart skip. If you're deep dish, when you come to my door, I can't wait anymore. Can it really be you? Pineapple pizza is how I know that love is really true. They cut you into little squares, into little squares. The other pizzas can't compare. Pizzas can't compare to you. Can't compare to you. I'm stuck like glue. Get in my mouth. Wanna eat you right now, but not the whole thing, so that I can have a little more when I wake up.
Yeah, all right. That's from Shy Guy.
Yeah, Shy Guy.
The Aloha Italia.
I love that.
That was good. That was good.
Did you like Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. That's good. Some good harmonies and stuff, you know?
Very good.
Good.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. If you have a VGM karaoke that you'd like to submit, send it our way at legacymusichour@gmail.com. You can also email us there with questions and comments.
If you got an idea, for a song, just call me. 281 Sonic 91. You have an ice baby, or I forget how it went.
ice baby, ice baby, baby. Yeah. Vanilla ice baby.
And then you could say, or whatever. I mean, what do you guys think? Call me. Just leave a message like that. If you have any ideas. Oh, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking of hamburgers. All right. What do you guys think? Yeah? All right. Bye.
For a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. You can also comment there on the episode and create discussion. You can also connect on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/legacymusichour, I think. You can also rate and review the program on iTunes. I think that's about it, right?
Call me 281-SONIC-91 for all of that.
And, thank you once again to Gabe, for the prizes this episode, as well as the previous episode. Thank you for all the prizes. God, I got a lot of work to do here. We'll be back in a month. And, with perhaps more updates on, Rob's wild life.
We'll see.
We'll be closing with...
lots of contra dancing.
Hopefully be a master contra dancer at that point. Or super contra dancer at that point. So... next up, or not next up, to close, we're going to hear from a Famicom Disk System game. This is a Konami game. It's called Bio Miracle Bokute Upa. This is the main character. The character you control is a baby. And, I think I mentioned this, several episodes ago that I was playing the game Konami YY World 2. And you can one of the characters you can play as is the baby from this game, in that game, and the composers on this are Kuiji Murata, Denden, who's credited as Denden Murata, Seiichi Fukami, credited as Lydian Fukami, Jetbath Fuji, who I don't have the real name of, just Jetbath Fuji, and Yuko, oh, there's actually a few more, Yuko Kurahashi, credited as Yuko-chan, Kyohei Sada, credited as Charlie Sada, and Atsushi Fujio, credited as Sukemaro Fujio. All right, that's a lot of composers. I don't know which one of those did this particular track, but the track we're going to hear is Digging from Biomiracle Bokute Upa for the Famicom Disk System. Yeah, that's about it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F. Switch.
Our engineer is Gabe Castro. The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.